Okay. So how is parts integration? Good. So learnings, discoveries, questions. Sadie. The script isn't, if you notice, this particular script isn't a word-for-word script. Like the timeline therapy was word-for-word. This one isn't word-for-word, because in the chunking up of the parts, you don't know where you're going to go. So you just have to go with it, with your intention of getting, you know, the problem part through the boundary. Yeah. So it's not a word-for-word script like negative emotions number one and two and limiting decisions. Yeah? Cool. Good. Sarah. Oh, did you?
Because I was doing Paula, and it was getting to the point where her hands really should have stopped being started to move together.
Uh-huh.
And they were just doing this a lot. And
okay.
They were not moving together, and I thought, I really don't want to do that bit when you've heard it. It's far too complicated. I just want this to start moving. So she had her eyes shut, so I said, well, I'll just try it. And I said, you've got your eyes shut, so you probably won't have noticed. Your hands are starting to move together. And then she just can't help it. They're really moving together. And I thought, oh, excellent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you allude to a client that their hands might start to move together when you're explaining what's about to happen to them, or is that not laying a sort of an embedded suggestion
right at the start.
Yeah.
I don't tend to, because to a certain extent, the suggestion is there in an implication. In that you've got the two, you know, obviously the whole thing was talking about, okay, you've got this conflict between this part inside, so we want to integrate the conflict and have it disappear. And then you say, you know, I mean, there's a certain amount of ambiguity in, can I borrow your arms? Because, I mean, how do you borrow somebody's arm, you know? So, you take their arms. Key thing there is to make sure that some people kind of like do this, yeah? Or they sit there with their arms on their legs, and that would prevent them from coming together. So you really want to make sure they're positioned kind of like, so they're floating in free space, you know? And then you have the two parts come out. There is an implication that around the whole thing, that these two parts are going to come together. So there is an implied suggestion there. And then, you know, if you blow the boundaries, what happens is, even without having told the client what to do, the hands do start to come together like this, automatically. And then all you need to do really is to point it out to the client's conscious mind, because the client's conscious mind might not have noticed it. So it's kind of like, you know, oh, have you noticed your hands are coming together? And then they go like, oh yeah. And then you go like, and you're not doing that, are you? And they go like, no. Which is a great experience, because what it does is that it has the conscious mind go like, I'm not the only mind around here. Because I'm not doing that, my hands are moving. Therefore, there's got to be an unconscious mind. The other thing that it does covertly is it convinces the conscious mind that the unconscious mind runs the body. Because the hands are moving, so the unconscious mind must have the ability to move the hands. Therefore, it runs the body. Yeah. Totally.
When my hands were coming together, I experienced something like the two poles of magnets coming together and repelling each other.
Okay.
And the back was broken on the chair, and after the conscious mind was told that the hands were moving, like I could hear my conscious mind say, for fuck's sake, hurry up, my back is killing me. His hands still weren't coming together, and the
okay.
conscious mind comes again, I told you fucking once, your back is killing you, will you hurry up? And these hands just wouldn't
okay. So probably what had happened was that you hadn't chunked up one of the parts high enough to the point where it realized that the intentions were the same. So if you get it, sometimes what happens is they do this and they get to here and they won't go any further. And then you have to start reframing the parts, because one of the parts might go like, no, it's not okay to become whole. In which case then you have to go like, for what purpose? Reframe it. Then as soon as it becomes okay for the part, then the hands start to move again. Yeah, that's the thing to do.
Did that in the hand. This, I could feel my left hand turn around, going around the other.
Oh, right, okay.
And it was like, for what purpose, when you let the two come together to be whole? And it was,
yeah,
it was just, you know, and it all started going again.
Hey! Brilliant.
The conscious mind was going, great, me back will be okay.
And I must admit, I was also sitting there going, please come together. No, no, of course it's going to come together because perception is for Joanna.
Hold an internal representation of you in your mind of your client with their hands together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Hold it there the whole time, you know, because then they pick it up from the projection.
Yeah. The big learning for me is about the future plans.
Yeah.
Because I kind of get this feeling like job done.
Yeah.
Because you've got a result.
Yeah.
And then when we future placed it, there was another 2 parts.
Oh, right. Okay.
Completely different parts.
Right.
And it just felt really natural to just start all over again.
And bring those 2 parts in. Right.
We really struggled for us to get parts, couple parts in public, as you probably noticed.
Yes.
When we actually got there, I don't know whether part of verbalising the problem actually reframed the problem. I didn't even have to chunk up, it was just sort of like, I was still chunking up, next thing I know, we were like this, you know, and I don't know whether that actually helped reframe the issue.
Yeah, certainly can do, because you see, what can happen is the unconscious mind suddenly goes like, once it realizes it, and once you've been asking the questions to pull the whole thing out, the unconscious mind goes like, that's crazy. Oh, I can sort that out. When it's done, you know? And, you know, you quite often get that when you're working with clients. As soon as they realize, for instance, what the limiting decision is, their unconscious mind goes like, well, that's not true. And it's gone, without you doing any formal intervention whatsoever. Yeah, just pure suggestion can do it sometimes.
The client and I was being asked what's the problem part, I just didn't have a clue what the question meant. Absolutely no idea what the question meant. And it was only afterwards that I realised it was which one, I presume that's what they're asking, which one is the problem part of the two.
Possibly, I don't know what the person's asking.
But I just had absolutely no idea.
Good.
Well, yeah, I kind of trusted that.
Yeah. Yeah, quite often when you're really getting close to the problem, you ask the client a question, and they know that you said something, but they have no idea what you said.
I was in that state most of the time.
It's kind of like, I know you said something, but I haven't got a clue what it was. I heard it. I even heard you say it, but I have no clue what the words were. Yeah, that's when you're getting really, really close to the problem. It's a good place to get a client to. Because it's like their conscious mind has no way of working with it at all. The conscious mind's like, you know, gone. And a lot of people go like, you know, I have to make sense out of the question.
When I was a practitioner, I found that I made reference to the hands, obviously, and the parts in them.
Yeah.
Never actually directly to the fact that the hands were going together, it was more that the parts were going together.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether that maybe just took a little longer. I mean, certainly they came together and it
right.
worked, but it's just that I wonder whether it maybe took a little longer because there wasn't any direct suggestion.
Doesn't need to be any direct suggestion if you blow the boundary on the part, on the problem part. Because the hands will then start to come together by themselves, in my experience. Sometimes you might need to help it along a bit by giving suggestions as far as like the hands coming together. Because sometimes what you notice is like, you'll notice like one of the hands kind of like almost twitch very, very slightly, and it's so imperceivable that then you go like, did I really see it move or did I just imagine it? Doesn't matter. If you saw something that suggested the hands coming together, or you imagined that you saw the hands coming together, utilize it. Chris?
Yeah, when I was working with Jackie, she had the one part on her hand, and I said, could she feel it? She could feel the weight. I said, could you visualize? She said, no. And I asked her the same question a couple of times. So then I just said, well, close your eyes. As soon as you close your eyes, she could visualize.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then she could have it as being someone that she recognized. Yeah. Brilliant. Good. Good stuff.